Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. This week on the program, I'm going to continue my Voices That Time Forgot series, highlighting a few traditional pop vocalists who never made it into the spotlight. On a previous episode, I featured a number of white male singers who I called would-be Sinatras. And this week, I'm going to feature a number of African-American female singers from the late 1950s and early 60s, some would-be Nancy Wilsons or would-be Della Reeses, depending on their style. Coming up, we'll hear recordings from little-remembered singers Pat Thomas, Gloria Smith, Noreen Tate, and others. It's The Voices That Time Forgot, Jazz Soul Divas, coming up next on Afterglow.
What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. It's almost like being in love. I've got a smile on my face for the whole white human race. It's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel, when that bell begins to peal, I could swear I was falling, swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love. Of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel, when that bell begins to peal, I could swear I was falling, swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love. Well, it's almost like being in love. Hide your heart from sight, lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't count stars or you might stumble. Someone drops a sigh and down you tumble. Keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring. It could happen to you. All I did was wonder how your arms would be, and it happened to me. Hide your heart from sight, lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't count stars or you might stumble. Someone drops a sigh, down you'll tumble. Keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring. It could happen to you. would be. And it happened. Oh, what a feeling. Well, it happened to me.
Singer Pat Thomas in 1960 with Van Heusen and Burke's It Could Happen to You, and before that, Lerner and Lowe's Almost Like Being in Love. That comes from her album Jazz Patterns, featuring Teddy Charles on vibes, Curtis Fuller on trombone, and Kenny Burrell on guitar. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, I'm featuring a number of lesser-known interpreters of the Great American Songbook. All the singers we'll hear this hour were African-American female singers, who all recorded sometime in the late 1950s and early 1960s. Had the winds shifted slightly across the popular music landscape, these singers might have become something akin to Nancy Wilson, Della Reese, Ernestine Anderson, or Dakota Staton. But instead, none of these singers had a chance to break through. Luckily for us, some intrepid jazz aficionados uncovered these albums, and they were remastered and reissued recently by Fresh Sound Records as part of their Best Voices That Time Forgot series. As a result of those reissues, we'll be hearing their music this hour. I'll begin with singer Gloria Smith. Smith, spelled with a Y, was born in Hackensack, New Jersey, and had a stage debut at the Apollo Theater in 1951. From there, she worked her way across the nightclub scene on the East Coast. She ended up in Vegas in 1958, performing at the Sands, and then on to Los Angeles, New York, and Chicago, where she performed with Ahmad Jamal, Lionel Hampton, and Teddy Wilson. Her most frequent partner, however, was tenor saxophonist Teddy Edwards, and that's who she recorded with in 1960 for her album called Like Soul, recorded for World Pacific Records. I'll play two recordings from that session now, beginning with the Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn tune, Time After Time. This is singer Gloria Smith on Afterglow.
Time after time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. I'm so lucky to be the one you run to see in the evening when the day is through. What I know, the passing years will show, you've kept my love so young, so new. Lucky to be loving. I know. Though passing years will show, you have kept my love, kept it oh so young and so new. 'Cause time after time, you'll hear me say that I'm so is funny, makes a cloudy day sunny, makes a bee think of honey, just as I think of you. Imagination is crazy, your whole perspective gets hazy, starts you asking a daisy what to do, what to do. Have you ever felt a gentle touch, then a kiss, and then find it's only your imagination again? Oh well, imagination is silly, you go round willy-nilly. For example, I go round wanting you, yet I can't imagine you want me to.
Singer Gloria Smith in 1960 from the album called Like Soul. We just heard the Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke tune Imagination, and before that the Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn tune Time After Time. Both of those recordings featured Teddy Edwards on tenor saxophone and Les McCann on piano. The next singer I want to feature, Helene Stewart, also worked frequently with saxophonist Teddy Edwards. While Gloria Smith might be compared to Nancy Wilson, Helene Stewart sounds a little more like Della Reese. Stewart got her start in Illinois, singing with an a cappella group called the Caldwells. By the late 1950s, she settled in Los Angeles and started singing solo. That's where she got the attention of saxophonist Teddy Edwards, who helped her record an album for Contemporary Records in 1961 called Love Moods. I'll play a few songs from that album now. First, here's Helene Stewart and the Teddy Edwards Quartet performing a song that Peggy Lee and Benny Goodman made famous back in 1942. This is Why Don't You Do Right on Afterglow.
You had plenty money in 1942. You let all the women make a fool of you. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. You sitting around wondering what it's all about. If you ain't got no money, they will put you out. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. If you had prepared 20 years ago, you wouldn't be wandering out from door to door. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too.
Demanding it.
never gave my love to you. Because I feel so well. No sobs, no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love, I get no dizzy spell. My head is not in the skies. My heart does not stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love, because I feel so well. I love to look in your eyes. Oh, baby, this can't be love. I feel so well. No sobs, no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love. I get no dizzy spell. My head is not in the skies. My heart does not stand still. Hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love because I feel so well. I love to look in your eyes.
Singer Helene Stewart with saxophonist Teddy Edwards in 1961. Just now, that was the Rodgers and Hart song, This Can't Be Love. Before that, the Ray Noble song, I Hadn't Anyone Till You. And starting that set, the 1936 song, Why Don't You Do Right? Our next voice that time forgot is Barbara Long. Long was born in Chicago in 1932 and became a promising musician at a young age, playing piano, cello, and harp. She nearly put music behind her to become a doctor, but then moved out to New York to pursue a career as a singer full-time. She eventually landed a recording contract with Savoy Records, making the album simply titled Soul in 1961. The soul in Long's voice is not the kind of soul that you might expect from an African-American female from the early 1960s. She's no Etta James. Rather, Barbara Long's soul is the quiet, intimate, breathy kind of soul. In fact, if I had to draw a comparison between Barbara Long's voice and the voice of another traditional pop singer, it would probably be Helen Merrill, who is decidedly not African-American. I'll play a few songs from her 1961 album now, beginning with a song written by the pianist in this recording, Nat Phipps. Here is Barbara Long in 1961 with the song Where Is Lonesome on Afterglow.
Where is lonesome tonight? I'm alone and I must know. it's a moonlit night with stars so bright and an emptiness in my heart. Where is lonesome tonight? Does he know I miss him so? Call me darling, call me sweetheart, call me dear. Thrill me, darling, with a word I want to hear. In your dark eyes so smiling, a promise I see, but your two lips won't say. You care for me, oh my darling. If my daydreams would come true, I would meet you in some secret rendezvous, and I'd find paradise that lies deep in your eyes. Call me darling, call me sweetheart, call me dear. Daydreams would come true. You would meet me in a secret rendezvous, and I'd find paradise that lies deep in your eyes. Yeah.
singer Barbara Long with the Billy Howell Quintet in 1961. Just now we heard the song Call Me Darling, and before that, the song Where is Lonesome? Where is Lonesome was written by the pianist in that recording session, Nat Phipps. Coming up in just a moment, we'll hear from some more little-remembered singers, including Pat Thomas, Noreen Tate, and Mae Barnes. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to The Voices That Time Forgot on Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring a handful of African-American female singers that never made it into the spotlight. All these singers have been given a spotlight today thanks to some reissues from Fresh Sound Records as part of their Best Voices Time Forgot series. Our next singer is Pat Thomas. Thomas was just a few years younger than Nancy Wilson and very nearly broke through in the early 1960s. Although she doesn't really sound like Nancy Wilson. If I had to describe her singing style, she had the full-throated jazz chops of Dakota Staton. She got her start in Chicago, but soon moved to New York and worked with Dizzy Gillespie, Gigi Grice, and Art Blakey. In 1962, she even recorded a version of the bossa nova tune Desafinado that hit the Billboard charts. But sadly, that was the closest that she got to mainstream success. In 1960, Pat Thomas recorded an album for the Strand record label titled Jazz Patterns, which featured a couple of heavy hitters in the rhythm section, including Kenny Burrell on guitar, Teddy Charles on vibes, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Roland Alexander on flute and saxophone, and Curtis Fuller on trombone. Here's singer Pat Thomas in 1960 with the Rodgers and Hart song Blue Room on Afterglow.
We'll have a blue room, a new room for two rooms, where every day's a holiday because you're married to me. Not like a ballroom, a small room, hall room, where you can smoke your pipe away with my wee head up upon your knee. We will strive on, keep alive on nothing but kisses, Mr. and a Mrs. on our little blue chairs. Our soul, my true soul, of Robinson Crusoe. It's not so far from worldly cares as our little blue room far away upstairs. Thank you. will strive on, keep alive on nothing but kisses. A Mr. and a Mrs. on our little blue chairs. I'll sew my trousseau of Mr. Robinson Crusoe. It's not so far from worldly cares as our little blue room. As our little blue room. As our little blue room. Far away upstairs. To be, you love to see me crying. I don't know why I stay home each night when you say you phone. You don't, and I'm left alone, singing the blues and sighing. You made me love you each night of the year. You always scold me whenever somebody is near, dear. It must be great fun to be mean to me. I'm lonely, can't you see? I'm singing the blues and crying.
Singer Pat Thomas in 1960 with the Fred Ehlert and Roy Turk song Mean to Me, and before that, the Rodgers and Hart song Blue Room. Our next voice that time forgot is Noreen Tate. If Pat Thomas sounds similar to Dakota Staton, then Noreen Tate might be compared to Sarah Vaughan in her later years. I haven't been able to precisely track down Tate's age, but I do know that in the late 1950s, she had already been singing ballads and playing piano in New York City nightclubs for 20 years, and that she got her start singing with Noble Sissle's orchestra sometime in the late 1930s. If Noreen Tate had a signature song, it would probably be the 1947 Walter Gross and Jack Lawrence ballad, Tenderly, a song that, naturally, was also a big hit for Sarah Vaughan. Here's Tate's version of that song now. This is Noreen Tate in 1957 with the tune Tenderly on Afterglow.
The evening breeze caress the trees tenderly. The trembling trees embraced the breeze tenderly. Then you soon come back to me. must soon come back to me.
Singer Noreen Tate in 1957 from her album Tenderly. First in that set, we heard the title song, Tenderly. And just now, that was the Johnny Green and Edward Heyman tune, I Cover the Waterfront. I have one more singer to feature this hour, and that's Mae Barnes. Now, if I had to compare Barnes to any of the great singers of the American Songbook, she's like Ella Fitzgerald with a dash of Bessie Smith. Barnes got her start on stage in the early days of Broadway, dancing the Charleston in 1920s Broadway productions like Running Wild and Shuffle Along. By the 1930s, she began to focus less on dancing and more on singing, becoming a fixture in Greenwich Village, singing ballads, vaudeville comedy numbers, and of course, jazz. It turns out this former dancer really could swing, just like another former dancer, Ella Fitzgerald. Let's listen to the inimitable Mae Barnes now, performing in a variety of styles. First, here's Barnes in 1958 with the Anne Ronell ballad, Willow Weep for Me, on Afterglow.
Branches green along the stream that runs to sea. Listen to my plea. Listen, willow, and weep for me. Gone my lover's dream. Lovely summer dream, gone and left me here to weep my tears into the stream. Sad as I can be, hear me, willow, and weep for me. Whisper to the wind and say that love has sinned to leave my heart breaking and making a moan. Murmur to the night to hide a starry light so none will find me sighing and crying all alone. Oh, weeping willow tree, weeping sympathy, bend your branches down along the ground and cover me. When the shadows fall, bend, oh willow, and weep for me. Whisper to the wind and say that love has sinned to leave my heart breaking and making a moan. Murmur to the night to hide a starry light so none will find me sighing and crying all alone. Oh, weeping willow tree, weeping sympathy, bend your branches down along the ground and cover me. When the shadows fall, bend, oh willow, and weep for me. Willow, weep for me. Bend your branches down along the ground and cover me.
Ready, boys? A one, a two, a three, a four. Any umbrellas, any umbrellas fixed today. Bring your parasol, it may be small, maybe big. He'll repair them all with what you call a thingamajig. Pitch, pitch, patter, pitch, pitch, patter away. Looks like rain. Let it pitch, patter, let it pitter, patter. Don't you mind the rain. He'll mend your umbrellas, then go on his way. Singing toot toot, toot toot lumma, toot toot, toot toot lumma, toot toot, toot toot lumma, I
singer Mae Barnes in 1958, featuring Joe Jones on drums, performing Kern and Hammerstein's Old Man River. Before that, the old vaudeville song Umbrella Man. And starting that set, we heard Barnes with the ballad Willow Weep for Me. And thanks for tuning in to this Voices That Time Forgot edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.